So I have a question for both of you. I think that as horse people, we're all familiar with working with horse trainers. Most of us have taken lessons or used a trainer at some time to work with our horses and ourselves. Can you tell us, and Cami, we'll start with you, Dr. Hilisky, and then we'll go to Dr. Bahanko, but what is the difference between a horse trainer and an equine behaviorist and then a veterinary behaviorist?
Well, I'll try to work on the horse trainer and horse behaviorist part. And I'm guessing much of our audience recognizes there is a huge spectrum of horse trainers. You have really, really good learning theory educated horse trainers, and you have trainers trying to do things the quick way and sometimes not the ethical way. For myself, from an equine behavior standpoint, it's more about trying to understand the horse's nature, trying to understand their cognition, and trying to think through why is the horse reacting like this? Why are they fearful in this situation? How can I make the life of this horse a little bit easier?
Okay. And Dr. Bahanko, then how does being a veterinarian add to that?
So the main reasons I see for behavior issues in my patients, really there are four. One is medical. So we always talk about ruling out the medical before the behavior. There are a lot of medical causes for behavioral issues. Secondly, sometimes they just don't understand the skills being asked of them. There's also sometimes issues with just husbandry and the lack of opportunity for the animal to exhibit their normal species-specific behavior. And then the last one, and the one I see most often, is just emotional volatility type issues. So my metaphor is always, so for instance, if you have a child who's not doing well in math class, is that child not just not understanding the math skills? If that's the case, then you can hire a tutor to teach those skills, which is more of what I think about in the realm of training, right? You're teaching skills. But if your child is having trouble learning math because they are so anxious and there's so much emotional volatility that that primitive part of their brain is sort of on overload and they can't turn that thinking part of their brain back on, then you can drill skills into them all day long, but they're not going to be able to process that and they're not going to be able to learn. So, a lot of times the behaviorist type situation comes in when we're talking about those emotional volatility issues. So with veterinary behavior, obviously very often I'm dealing with those emotional volatility issues, but I'm also able to assess and to at least think about what medical roulettes there might be for some of these behavioral issues as well.